A few years ago, Professor Donald Foster concluded, partly on the basis of computer analysis, that a poem called A Funeral Elegy was the work of William Shakespeare. Well, now we learn that Professor Foster and a colleague have concluded that A Funeral Elegy was in fact written not by Shakespeare, but by John Ford. Professor Foster, who teaches at Vassar College, says there were good reasons to think the poem was Shakespeare's. It is ascribed to W.S. on the title page. The letter of dedication is signed W.S. as well. And the poem was published by the same man who published Shakespeare's sonnets. So Foster backed Shakespeare in his dissertation and later in a book. Now he says new evidence suggests that the poem was in fact written by Elizabethan dramatist John Ford.
There are words in this poem that Shakespeare uses and that John Ford doesn't, and there are words in the poem that John Ford uses that Shakespeare doesn't, but the Ford canon is considerably smaller than Shakespeare's, and on balance, just on the single indicator of vocabulary, for example, the poem has more strong ties to Ford's language than to Shakespeare's.
Can you give us an example of a word that would be a Shakespeare word but not a Ford word, or a Ford word that's not a Shakespeare word?
Well, I don't have them on the tip of my tongue, but I've been working for years with some student help on this a lexical database that seeks to cross-index much of Shakespeare with the rest of his most prominent contemporaries. And in this case, as that database gets larger and includes more authors, it helps us to expose even our own past mistakes about dating or authorship, and including my own.
And it sounds like, for a scholar to have received a lot of publicity for the Shakespeare conclusion, to now have to say, no, it actually looks more like John Ford, sounds like not a pleasant moment. It must hurt a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's painful, you know, but I think that all scholars recognize that this is the way scholarship works. If we really love learning and love knowledge, we have to recognize that there's good even in the discovery of our own mistakes.
There will be some odd artifacts of the past 5 years, that is, Shakespeare anthologies published in the late 1990s. I gather, include the poem as a work of William Shakespeare. And they didn't before, and they won't after.
We have many poems in the collected works of Shakespeare which we're pretty sure Shakespeare didn't write, and there are some plays that Shakespeare revised by others, and some of Shakespeare's plays that have been revised by a secondhand or collaborative works. The precise nature of this poem's relationship to Shakespeare, I think, still hasn't been completely sorted out, and I think that will be something that we'll be looking at pretty closely in the years ahead.
Well, is the field of John Ford studies getting any more interesting thanks to this?
Well, I think it probably will, because we didn't know that much about Ford in the past, and here's a poem in the first person in which he speaks about a past scandal that he's a little bit guarded about, and perhaps there will be a good deal of new information about Ford that comes from this.
Why would a man whose initials were J.F., right before and after this poem, W.S.?
That's a very good question, and I don't yet have the answer. This is not a poem that anyone could have expected to make a profit on by fraudulently ascribing to Shakespeare, because it was written for a person of no fame or reputation, just a country gentleman, and the poem appears not to have been marketed for public sale after it was printed. So that's a mystery that remains to be solved, and I'm sure there will be enterprising literary scholars and students tackling it before long.
Well, Professor Foster, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure talking to you.
Professor Donald Foster of Vassar College spoke to us from Poughkeepsie, New York.